朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你们唱喜不喜乐哈。
I don't know whether you are joyous as you're singing.
刚才歌词说到，我的罪虽然大，但是他的爱更大。
The song we were singing says, "Though my sin be great, His love is greater."
那个 Amazing Grace 跟 Unfailing Love 那个奇妙的恩典跟永不改变的爱。是我们心里面最大的最大的祝福哈。
The greatest blessing is His amazing love and amazing grace and unfailing love for us.
我每次唱 Cornerstone 的这条歌的时候，我心里面都特别特别的喜乐。
And every time I come and sing the song Cornerstone, my heart rejoices.
以赛亚书28:16告诉我们，这一个 Cornerstone 它不仅仅是我们建造的根基。
Isaiah 28 tells us that this Cornerstone not only is the foundation by which we built upon.
它也是所有建造的标准，所有的建造都是根据它。
And He is also the standard by everything that we built.
同样的也说到这一块石头 Cornerstone 是试验过的石头
And it says that this cornerstone is the stone that has been tried, that has been tested
换句话说不管怎么样子的 stone 不管怎么样子的困难信靠他的人永远得胜永远不至于着急
In other words, no matter what the storm that comes our way those who lean upon the stone will not worry, will not be troubled
中文翻译的着急比较温和一点好有的翻译就是说不要 panic
and again, the sense of that we do not need to panicAs we lean upon this rock.
或是不要被 disturb, 不要被搅扰。
But that we will not be disturbed or bothered by it.
所以当我们稳踏在这个 cornerstone 上的时候
And when we set and we anchor ourselves upon this cornerstone.
我们知道我们是稳踏在基督的磐石上。
And we know that we are sure-footed upon this rock of Christ.
感谢主我们现在进到这个今天又是 combine meeting 所以我继续讲我们今年要借的约书亚记讲的主题
And again we're coming to a combined service this Sunday and I want to come back to the focus and the theme of the book of Joshua
讲到得胜有余的独居之民
And again our focus is that we are people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors
上次我们讲到我们这一班神的百姓是被神从埃及救出来
And the last time I spoke I said that we are a people that has been delivered out of the land of Egypt
被神从世界里面分别出来
We were separated out of the world, out of Egypt
他们是蒙神特别所爱的一班人
This was a group of people that was loved by God
同样的他在他们的身上神也有一个特别的托付和使命给
And then in them and on them, God has given a very special commission.
就是要来见证荣耀他，我们所信的神。
It's to come to witness and to testify this glorious God.
所以我们今天在这里，我们要知道，我们能够坐在这里，我们都是在神眼中最特别的一班子民。
So we need to come and recognize, understand that we who are able to sit before God, we are a special people in His sight.
那我们上次讲到我们这班子民特别特别在哪个地方
And then we talked about the fact that why are we so special?
特别在我们这一班人以神为中心的一般百姓
So I said this group of people is a people that has put God in the very center of their midst
所以我们上次讲到从埃及出来以后开始走天路
And we say that as they came out of Egypt they started on the journey
在这里 有三件很重要的事情
There are three critical things
第一件事情
Number one
圣经上说他们是按着站起行的
It says that they move forward by stages
换句话说我们人生的每一个站都是在神的旨意神的带领中
And in other words every stage of our life is ordained it's been led by God
凡事都有神的美意
And everything is of His beautiful and wonderful will for us
第二件事情就是当他们每到一个新的地方的时候
And secondly whenever they encamp
他们要立刻对着会幕来安营。
They all camp facing the tabernacle.
换句话说，这一般人在人生中，不管在人生哪一个台阶。
In other words, this group of people, no matter what stage of life they're in,
神是他们的中心。
God is the center of their lives.
这永远是我们基督徒生活的原则。
It is always the principle of a Christian living.
不管你是学生也好
，whether you're a student，
不管在你的职场也好
，whether you are working，
在你家庭生活也好
，in your family life，
在你任何的生活里面
，regardless of what manner of life you're in，
永远以神为我们的中心。
That God is always the center of our lives。
而在这里讲到第三件事，很特别的事情。
And thirdly, the third characteristic of these people
就是这一般人的身上
is that upon the lives of these people，
他们是过十字架的生活。
They live a life of the cross。
十字架在他们的生活里面是非常突出的一个特点。
That the cross is very evident in the way they live。
啊，你们看到这个图。
You see this picture that's being displayed。
当神啊，不是当巴勒召巴拉。
When Balak summoned Balaam to come and curse the people of God.
巴兰说了一句话，他说我从高峰看他，从小山望他。
Balaam says, I look upon this people from on high, and from the hilltops I look at this people.
发现底下是一个大的十字架。
And then he discovered that he sees this image of the cross.
我上次把那个图形，以色列十二个支派。东南西北各有三个支派，人数加总以后就是这样十字架的图形。
And last time I gave you the illustration of looking at the numbers of each of the tribes, that the tribes are numbered, it comes out to a form like this.
所以加勒不是巴兰在这里原来要咒诅的，神把他咒诅的话都改变祝福的。
Balaam wanted to curse the people of God, but God has turned his curses into blessings.
不光他们的安营是以会幕为中心。
Not only in their encampment, that the tabernacle of God is in the center.
他们的生活也是在见证伟大十字架的救恩。
But even in every day of their lives, they are witnessing to the wonderful salvation of the cross.
虽然旧约的百姓根本不知道什么叫十字架。
Even though the Old Testament people did not understand what is the principle of the cross.
但是你看见神整个这个手段的奇妙。
But you begin to see the marvelous ways of the Lord.
而他们的会幕是他们的中心。
And then again, their tabernacle is the very center of their
living. 上次我们也讲过了，整个会幕的摆设，这个 furniture 的摆设，又是一个十字架。
And we also said that the setup within the tabernacle also show us the image of the cross.
铜祭坛
the bronzen altar.
洗濯盆
the laven.
进来以后，右边是陈设饼的桌子。
And then when you enter into the holy place, on the right height is the table of showbread.
左边是金灯台。
And on the left is the lampstand.
再往前走，金香坛。
And then is the altar of incense.
再往前走，至圣所，施恩座。
And when you enter into the holies of holy, is the mercy seat.
约柜在哪里？
That's where the tabernacle is.
弟兄姊妹讲到。
The ark is set up.
大十字架中的小十字架。
And this is the cross within the cross.
我们的生活是十字架，我们的侍奉敬拜是十字架。
Our life amplifies the cross. Or within us, our life is the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们特别的地方。
Brothers and sisters, this is what's so special about us.
我们有什么地方跟别人不一样？
In what ways are we different from the rest of the world?
我们的道德比别人好吗？
Are our morality really better than others?
我们的罪性比别人好吗？
Are our sin nature really better than others?
我们有什么长处被神拣选呢？
Do we have really any quality that is esteemed by God?
全是恩典，全是恩典。
Everything is of the grace of God.
是被神从埃及救出来。分别出来的一般人。
But we are found a people that has been drawn out of Egypt, drawn out of the world, separated unto Him.
所以我们不光蒙恩蒙爱，在我们身上有一个荣耀的托付。
Not only is the grace and the love of God upon us, but on us, God has a commission.
我们在跟世人见证，神在我们中间。
God wants us to testify that He is in our midst.
他是我们的中心。
He is our center.
他带领我们人生的每一步路。
He leads us every stage of our life.
而我们这一般人愿意来见证。
And then we are a people that is willing to testify for Him.
借着我们的生活，借着我们的侍奉，我们都在这里彰显他。
That by our living, by the way we serve, we glorify Him, we amplify Him.
所以一下子，三十八年、四十年过去了。
Very, very quickly, 38 years, 40 years has gone by.
今天我们来到约旦河边了。
Now we come to the edge of the River Jordan.
小孩子出去玩最喜欢在车上问的一个问题 ,Are we there yet?
And I know every time we travel with our kids, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, Are we there yet?
我们还要多久才到
how much longer do we, is it going to take?
弟兄姊妹感谢主我们现在在约旦河边了。
Praise God, we are here right at the River Jordan.
今天我们开始读约书亚记。
And so today now we begin the book of Joshua.
我们读约书亚记第一章一到九节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 through 9.
我们一次读三节先读中文然后读英文中文英文。
We're going to read 3 verses at a time and we'll start with Chinese and then English.
好我们从约书亚记第一章开始。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手论的儿子约书亚说我的仆人摩西死了现在你要起来和众百姓过至约旦河往我所要给以色列人的地去凡你脚掌所踏之地我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了英文
Verse 4 From the wilderness in this Lebanon as far as the great river the river Euphrates
你要读英文的一到三节
I'm sorry Okay, we're going to repeat English verse 1 through 3 again After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
从旷野和这黎巴嫩直到伯拉大河赫人的全地又到大海日落之处都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业就是我向他们列祖起誓应许给他们的地。
Verse 4 From the wilderness in this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
只要刚强大大壮胆谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法不可偏离左右使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利这律法书不可离开你的口总要昼夜思想好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话如此你的道路就可以亨通凡事顺利我岂没有吩咐你吗你当刚强壮胆不要惧怕也不要惊慌因为你无论往哪里去耶和华你的神必与你同在
Verse 7 Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go This book of the law shall not depart from your mouthBut you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you.Wherever you go.
第九节是基督徒最常引用的经文之一。
Verse 9 is one of the verses that's often quoted and used by Christians today.
我们一起同声的来读它一遍，不管中文英文。
Can I ask you all to read it out loud, in unison, whatever language that we're speaking? Let's read it together.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。好，同在。好，我们现在讲，我们分三个段落来讲这一段的经文。
And again, we'll break into two sections as we come to look at this portion of scripture.
首先，我们看到在这里有一个荣耀的呼召。
And we see here there's a glorious calling.
叫百姓们进入迦南来承受美地。
That the people of God would come and enter into Canaan and inherit this beautiful land.
所以我把这一段的几个关键的字摆在一起。
And so I put some of these key phrases and key words to get together.
就是我放在纲要上的，他说现在你要起来。
And so is it in your outline? You can see it. It says, now therefore arise.
往我所要指示你的地去。
To the land which I am giving to them.
然后使这百姓承受那地为业。
For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land.
所以在这里我们看到神有一块应许的美地，要带领这班百姓们进去。
And here we see that God has a place of promised land, a beautiful land of bounty that He wants to lead His people into.
这个只是一个参考哈，那真正的美地可能比这个还要美。
This picture is just for a reference, but the actual land is probably a lot more beautiful than this.
因为圣经上告诉我们呢，你是有山有谷雨水滋润之地。
And there is the place of hills and valleys, the places well nourished.
圣经在那里形容说它是流奶与蜜之地。
It says that it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶说到动物生命的精华。
And this milk speaks of the best, the very best from, of the animals.
蜜说到植物生命的精华。
And the honey speaks of the very best that comes out of the plants.
换句话说，流奶与蜜就表明那块地是充满了丰盛的生命。
And the fact that it speaks of this land being flowing with milk and honey is that this land is filled with life.
生命记有很多的不同的笔法来形容这块地。
The book of Leviticus, I'm sorry, Deuteronomy illustrated for us many, many ways the beauty and the bounty of this land.
有小麦，有大麦，有葡萄树，有无花果，有橄榄树，各式各样的丰盛的生命。
The olives, the grapes, the wheat, the barley, all sorts of grains and produce.
更重要的是
But more importantly,
生命记十一章十一节告诉我们
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11 tells us,
它不仅仅有山有谷雨水滋润
And not only does it have hills and does it have valleys and streams of river and water flowing through it,
它说耶和华的眼目看过那地
It says the eyes of the Lord your God is always on it.
从岁首直到年终，神都看过这个地
From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么好的，难怪说叫做应许的美地。
And that's why it is the Beulah land, the land of bounty, the land of promise.
第二个，我们在这里看见，告诉我们要靠着主刚强来遵行主的道。
The second, we see that the Lord's command to be strong in the Lord and do according to the word of the Lord.
我们刚刚因为已经读过了，我就不重复再去读了哈。第七节到第九节。
And again, we read it earlier, verse 7 through verse 9.
他在那里特别强调两件事情。
And two things has been emphasized here.
他说一个要刚强，要大大的壮胆。
Number one, it says, be strong and courageous, very courageous.
你看第七节说，只要刚强。大大壮胆。
Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous.
第九节神又再说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你要刚强，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
And then verse 10 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and be of good courage, and do not be afraid.
神为什么一再对约书亚讲这句话？
Why does God continue to tell Joshua these words?
表示神知道约书亚害怕。
Because God knew, God knows that Joshua is afraid.
原谅我说，不光约书亚害怕，整个百姓都害怕。
I will tell you, not onlyJoshua is fearful, but the entire people of God is afraid.
因为第一个，摩西已经被主接去了。
Number one, Moses, he's been taken up by the Lord.
带了他们四十年，伟大的神人摩西被主接走了。
The one that has led them throughout the wilderness for 40 years, all of a sudden he's taken by the Lord. Now they seem like they're leaderless.
那第二个，神早就告诉他们，迦南地里面有迦南七族，有七种不同的仇敌。
And the Lord has already told them that in this land of Canaan there are seven different tribes and different seven type of enemies they'll have to face.
里面曾经有一个其中的一个仇敌。让他们在旷野都多走了三十八年，就是亚纳族人，高大像巨人一样。
And one particular tribe caused them to be in the wilderness for 38 years because they were giants.
所以神在这里一再的提醒约书亚，不要担心，不要害怕，要刚强。
And therefore the Lord continued to remind Joshua, do not be afraid, be very bold and courageous.
那神给他的第二个提醒。
And the second reminder that God has given to him.
你一定要谨守遵行。神借着摩西在律法书上所说的一切话。
Observe and hold fast every word that the Lord has given to you through the servant Moses.
不可离开你的口，而且要昼夜思想。
And it shall not depart from your mouth, and you need to meditate on it day and night.
而且要谨守遵行。
And that you may observe and do according to it.
它带来的结果就是无论你往哪里去，你都可以顺利。
And the outcome of that is that no matter where you go, you will have success.
你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Your path is unobstructed, and you will have success.
我们看见这是一个 conditional, 一个有条件的祝福和应许。
We see that this blessing and this promise is a conditional blessing.
好，所以我们在这里看见了，当他们准备要进迦南之前
，And we see that as they come and march right at the edge of this promised land，
神给了他们两个很重要的提醒。
And God gave them two very important reminders。
第一个，不要怕，要刚强。
One, do not be afraid, be very courageous.
第二个，要谨守遵行律法书上一切的话。
Secondly, hold fast to everything that is written in the laws of God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在这里神。其实也已经把怎么样子胜过克服我们里面的恐惧的那条路告诉了我。
God has clearly laid out the path for each and every one of us for how to overcome the fear that is within our hearts.
神为什么说你不要怕
？Why did God says do not be afraid?
因为在这段的圣经前面跟后面，神都说我必与你们同在。
Because before and after God says do not be afraid, He says I will be with you.
因为神跟我们同在，我们才可能不害怕。
Because He is with us, we do not need to be afraid.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, right?
我知道谁掌管我的明天。
I know who holds tomorrow, right?
啊，主与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
这是我们第一个不害怕的原因。
That is the very first reason where we do not need to be afraid.
我们等一下去读，我们不久以后读约书亚记。
As we continue in progress in this book of Joshua,
每一场征战。都见证了征战的胜败在乎耶和华不在乎人多人少
Every single one of these battles will tell us that the victory is of the Lord is not of the numbers not of the people
第二件事情让我们里面能够不害怕的原因
And the second reason why we do not need to be afraid
就是我们遵行神的旨意过讨神喜悦的生活
When we live a lifestyle that is according to the will of God and is pleasing unto Him
所以神把律法把他的话赐给了我们。
So God has established His laws, His words, His ways to us.
让我们照着神的话在地上过分别为圣的生活。
That according to His words, we will live a life that is separated, sanctified, set apart from the world.
所以很多的时候，我们的胆量和勇气在于神不责备我们，甚至神喜悦我们。
A lot of time, our courage comes from the fact that God does not rebuke us, and actually God delights in us.
我相信我们中间很多人都有这样子的经历。
And I know every single one of us, we have this experience.
当你做这个决定，当你往前去。你是为着神，而且知道神喜悦你的时候，你里面没有害怕。
When you make a decision, when you go forward, and you know what you're doing is pleasing unto the Lord, you proceed without fear.
好，所以神同在，讨神喜悦，都是我们除去胆怯的一个很好的方法。
Again, the reason why we can cast away our fear is knowing that God is with us, that we are living according to His will.
我在这里多加一个，就是回到我们刚才第一个点，神的那个荣耀的呼召。
And I will come and add one more point. It is His glorious calling in our lives.
这个呼召是要叫他们承受那地为业。
And this glorious call is that they would come and inherit this land.
这个呼召带着神圣的使命给他。
This call comes with a divine calling.
让我们看见所有的征战它的目的是为了承受产业
And we see that every battle has a purpose It is so that they may inherit the land
弟兄姊妹你对隔壁的说我们征战是为了承受产业
Say to the person next to you I battle to inherit to possess the possessions of God
不然我们都逃避征战
Or else we would run away from these battles
我们不愿意征战
Or else we don't want to do warfare
但是征战的本身不是目的
But the purpose of the battle in itself is not the purpose
征战是为了我们承受产业承受基督的
But we do battle so that we may win over the inheritance that we may have Christ
所以今天不管是疫情也好
So today whether it's because of the pandemic
不管是你个人在职场上家庭上健康上任何的问题上碰到挑战碰到困难
No matter what challenges what difficulties you face whether at work at home or even your personal health
但愿这些话帮助我们怎么样子从担心害怕里面走出来
I really pray that these words will encourage you to walk out of the state of fear.
因着信心，神怎么说，我怎么相信，知道他永远跟我同在。
That by faith, this is what the Lord has said, so I will move forward because I know He forever is with me.
环境可以改变，我的信心可以改变，我的感觉可以改变，神的同在永远不改变。
Circumstances may change, even my faith may falter, but His presence, His promises will never change.
他现在就坐在你旁边。
He right now is sitting right next to us.
他现在就住在你我的心里。
He is right now dwelling in you and in me.
到了新约，他更不丢弃我们，基督内住在我们的心中。
And I know for certain that He will never forsake me because Christ dwells in me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要赞美主。
Brothers and sisters, then I will praise the Lord.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
我们在这里讲到同盟应许，得胜有余。
It says that we are coming here, receiving the promises together, that we are more than able to overcome.
要一起来承受应许，然后我们一起在这里。过得胜有余的生活。
That together we are coming to inherit the promise of God and live a victorious life.
在我继续讲这三个应许之前
，As I continue to speak of these three promises,
那我需要先插入来，算是补充，也算是复习，因为我以前讲过。
I want to come back and insert some more words, things that I've said before, and as a reminder for everyone.
到底这个应许美地指的是什么
？This wonderful promised land, what is it pointing to?
原来我说绝对不是指的巴勒斯坦的那块地而已。
And I will tell you, it is not just the land within Palestine.
那块地如果你早几十年去看的话，根本不值得羡慕，满目旷野荒凉的地方。
And if you went to that place to visit 10, 20 years ago, it is a very desolate place, a place of wilderness.
旧约里面神常常用历史故事，或是用一些 symbols, 一些表号。来说出属灵的意义。
In the Old Testament, we see that God used a lot of the symbols, a lot of the places to come and to symbolize the spiritual reality, the spiritual things of God.
像他们过红海，表示受浸。
And so when they cross the Red Sea, it is it represents being baptized.
马拉的降临表明了基督是我们生命的真粮。
And the coming of the manna speaks of Christ being our spiritual food, the true food.
磐石流出活水，说到基督是随着我们的灵磐石，这都是保罗新约的解释。
And we see the rock that was broken for us, like yield water as they were in the wilderness. It is Christ who gives us the living water. It's Paul's explanation in the New Testament.
有人说旧约的约书亚记是新约以弗所书这两卷遥遥相对的。
A lot of people say that the book of Joshua and the book of Philippians, they are mirrors to one another.
都讲到我们是同蒙天召的一般人，属天的人。
That we are a people that has a heavenly calling.
我们怎么样子在这个伟大的召底下过分别为圣属神的生活？
That in the midst of this calling, how do we live a life that is sanctified unto the Lord?
所以当我们要讲什么叫做迦南美地，
So when we come and talk about what is this promised land, this Beulah land,
用一句话讲，它就是那 all-inclusive Christ, 那个全有全足全丰的基督。
In another word, this land represents the all-sufficient Christ.
刚才我们说到流来雨蜜也好，有山有谷，雨水滋润，耶和华眼目看顾全地，还有各式各样丰盛的生命，其实都是从各种的角度表达在基督里所有丰盛的祝福。
And when we talk about this land, the fullness of this land, an abundance of its produce, and we talk about this land being flowing with milk and honey, all of these things point to the fullness and the richness of Christ.
我们很快先看两节经文，哥林多前书第二章第九节，神为哥林多前书第二章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has the mind ever conceived the things that the Lord has prepared for them.
换句话说，神为我们预备了一个好到不能再好的礼物。
In another word, God has prepared for us a present, a gift that is beyond what we can imagine.
好到一个地步，人眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心没有想到过。
It is so good that the eyes of man have never seen, the ears of man have never heard, that our mind could never even comprehend.
你们要不要给我举例子啊？
Do you want to give an example?
如果你能够给我举例子的话，你已经不合乎这个条件，因为你想到了。
If you can imagine it, you already thought about it, so it doesn't qualify as what God has prepared.
那是神最上好的祝福。
It is the very best of God's blessing.
指着耶稣基督来说的。
Speaking of Jesus Christ.
耶稣太丰富了，你一辈子都经历不完的。
The fullness of our Jesus Christ is something that we cannot experience all the days. With all the days of our lives.
你可能会问我说，余弟兄，你凭什么说？神给我们上好的祝福就是基督呢。
You was asking me, Pastor Yu, why would you say that Christ is this very best gift?
这个是经历上说的，还是圣经上有这么说？
Did the Bible said this, or is it of your own experience?
我们在读罗马书八章三十一节到三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址。告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。